Chile is your home, the hottest seat. It's Standard Marie here, and Randy Feltface, one of our favourites. He's sold out festivals all across the country, coming down here for fresh comedy November 27th, 8 p.m, the big Australian tour. And Randy joins us right now, the purple man slash Feltface comedian. How are you going, Randy?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for that breathless introduction.
I just ran out. You're purple fuzzy, your goodness, and there's a brand new hour show. How's it been going?
It's been going great, actually. This is a show I've put together out of sheer desperation to keep working this year. You might not know how it feels down there in your little human wildlife reserve state, but I have been bouncing around the whole country this year avoiding lockdowns. So this is great. This is a really fun show. It's a whole lot of road stories and all sorts of shenanigans that I've encountered on my travels.
I was going to say, you seem to draw inspiration from the most mundane things that I have ever encountered. What sort of stuff has given you inspiration this time?
Well, look, I find that the key is to live the most mundane life possible and then wait until the week before your show opens at a comedy festival, panic, and just have nothing else to draw from. And comedy gold generally ensues. I think the trick is to just, you've got to try to find everything funny, really. Mm. If you're trying to make money to eat food, everything needs to be funny. Sorry to just bottle down comedy to a purely economic standpoint, but that's, I talk about boring things because I need to eat food.
Yes, valid point. We do have probably the world's greatest headline that's getting around Launceston on our local newspaper, and it's all about our town clock losing time twice a day.
No!
Yes!
Say it ain't so.
It
wow.
is.
Oh, this is gold. You are giving that, that's 20 minutes of material. Right there.
Well, last time was a trip with Fairzy to Seahorse World. That was about
Seahorse
half an hour.
World. Oh, God, we don't talk about Seahorse World anymore. Legally, I'm not allowed to. But hey, tell me about this clock. What's happening? Twice a day, it's losing time.
Yeah, nobody can figure it out.
Loses about 6 minutes. So the gongs happen about 6 minutes late.
So when you say it's losing time twice a day, it just stalls. It slows down a couple of times a day.
It's 112 years old.
How old's Big Ben? I don't think you can just be ageist about the clock. You know that things are going well in your state when front page news is the town clock's a little bit slow. You know you're doing all right. Slow clock, a slow news day more like it.
Oh, gotcha.
I'll give him a call.
Now, Randy, you are a purple puppet. Do you have more freedom speaking as a puppet, I guess, during your experiences as a comedian?
No, I think people still just get just as offended as they would if I was a human. If you would like to take a casual stroll through the comments of my YouTube videos, you'll soon find that people don't let me get away with anything.
Wow!
Oh, no, it's great.
That. Oh, okay.
No, look, I know, I love it. I think it's fantastic. I love a bit of discourse. It's nice to put things out there that make people feel things and think things. And you know what? I have a bit of a rule that I will only talk about things on stage that I'm willing to discuss with someone after the show in the non-secure bar area of the venue. I'm willing to back it up. You wait. You just wait. All those Lonnie town folk approaching me after the show. What have you got against our clock? You'll see firsthand.
We love you so, so, so much. We also love quizzes a ridiculous amount as well. So we figured, why not just merge
the two?
Hang
on a minute. Wait up. Things are getting a little bit breakfast radio here. What's happening? Let's do it.
Okay, you ready then?
Oh, mate, I'm here to sell tickets to my show. I'll do anything.
All right. Well, Randy, the comedy quiz. Which US comedian had the stand-up special called Delirious?
Oh, come on.
I thought that might be easy. I started with easy.
Okay, now we're going to go Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Correct.
But then I don't know much. I'm not a smart person.
Come on, don't put yourself down in the middle of a quiz.
What comedian had an ARIA award-winning song in the 90s?
What comedian had an ARIA award-winning song in the 90s? Surely more than one.
There's a fair few,
I suppose,
actually.
Okay, hang on.
What went to number one in the year 2000?
Oh, please don't tell me it's Chris Franklin.
It is.
Oh,
excellent. Got there in the end.
Local legend.
Franco swinging it in there with I'm a bloke. What a good egg.
Your next question is, which Australian comedian gained international recognition with his multi-million selling song, Shut Up Or Your Face?
Crap. His name is, I know his name. I absolutely know his name. And it is 6:15 a.m. in Perth right now.
Sing the song.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm not going to sing the song for you. No, I can't think of his name. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be like, I know what it is.
Joe Dolce.
Joe Dolce. God damn it.
And last but not least, Randy, what comedian plays Stefan on The Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, that would be Bill Hader.
Well done.
You smashed this.
Knows your comedy.
Well, I know Bill Hader, but Joe Dolce just slipped my mind. What are you going to do?
Well, you're one of the funniest people on the planet. Your last show sold out in record time. It's going to sell out this time. Be there Saturday, November 27th. And all the details, just look up Fresh Comedy, Randy Feltface. It's always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll hopefully see you soon.
It's an absolute delight. Thank you for having me on. Always great to chat to you. Send my love to Fairsy on Saturday.